it's time for Never Have I Ever Here, a staple on the download, 312-981-7200. It is a simple game that we have so much fun playing. The winner tonight with the best Never Have I Ever, which will be judged by Esmeralda, because she's the best judge we have.
I'm very judgy.
You're very... I was about to say, you don't really judge the traffic, you give the traffic. But you have an innate ability to judge. You should think about maybe getting into law. You know, you could be a second career where you do the traffic overnight. In the daytime, you're a federal judge.
That's a lot of school. No thanks.
No, not in this day and age.
I'm just take a seminar.
The Trump administration has put a lot of people on the bench that may not have gone to school. Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind being like a Judge Mathis.
Oh, like a TV judge.
Yeah, I was watching it earlier. I was like, this is great.
Yeah, he's great.
It's the Chicago way. You know, when you vote for judges, it's either the woman or the Irish person.
Yeah.
So we don't have an Irish person around here, so.
There we go. I win.
So you win by default. You just got to get on the ballot. You got to know somebody to get you on the ballot, and you'll be a judge.
I'm sure I know some people.
Well, you're judging tonight. 312-981-7200. The best Never Have I Ever is going to win a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. This is a fun game because, as I said, I always start with the ones that I've never have I ever gone golfing. That's a big one. Never have I ever seen Citizen Kane. Never have I ever owned a cowboy hat. And that's a bummer. I almost lost that one. I went to Nashville and I took a picture. I looked like Richard Petty. I had a look going on with the sunglasses and the hat, and I liked it a lot. I actually liked it a lot. I was like, "This is great. I look good." It was Jason Aldean. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He does. Did you know the country stars all have lines of country hats? Country. You knew that cowboy.
No,
hats?
I just surprise
anyway,
me.
It's like a, and I was like, "This looks good." It was a little bit more rough around the edges, and my wife was like, "You know, you're going to get to Chicago and." No one's going to like that look. And I was like, well, I don't care. I'm bringing my southern roots north. And I realized I'm not from the south. I'm from here. and then I fumbled around and found the price tag, and it was like $50 or something.
Yeah, they're expensive. Like, that's it? Oh, that's pretty cheap. I figured that they would be, you'd say, like, it's $500. My in-laws went to, and they didn't go, but they're from Texas, and they had... my wife's dad had their 45th reunion was this weekend in Lubbock, right, Texas. They didn't go, but they saw pictures on Facebook, and he said so many people were wearing cowboy hats and boots. He thought it was a costume theme. He's like, everybody was wearing cowboy hats and boots. Are they wearing costumes? And we're like, no, it's Texas. Yeah, it's Texas.
It's the 45th reunion and a hoedown theme.
It's the going out wear.
Right, it's going out wear. Well, I've never owned or worn a cowboy hat.
How did you think that was going to play out here?
Well, I didn't. I was worried. I thought it'd be cool. Like, I'd be like, oh, look at people. Be like, look at that guy. That's a cool guy.
But would it be like the equivalent of when you see teenage boys wearing fedoras?
Yeah, it wouldn't have. My wife was right. She didn't do it out of any sort of, she has ill will towards the South. She just was like, that's a dumb look.
She was helping you out.
Yeah, she's like, you're going to look dumb walking in Michigan Avenue. Like,
she's so just true. Wearing your sneakers and like
so
slacks,
true.
Or
she's
what are
so
you?
True. Now, the embroidered country shirts, you know what I'm talking about, with like the buttons down, like it's snap buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Those were expensive. They're like $90 or whatever, but they kind of like have their. I want one of those. That looked good. Now I could get away with that, I think.
Yeah, you should pop over to on Chicago Avenue.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let's get to it. Let's start it off. Let's go with Dom. Dom, you start us off. What do you want to start with? Never have I ever. What do you got?
I have never swum the English Channel.
All right. Nobody has. There's like 14 people that have done that.
Well, I've never done it. I haven't climbed Mount McKinley either, but, I figured I'd keep it simple.
Love it. Thanks, Tom.
Good night.
Good night. There you go. It's true.
Can you even?
I don't think you're allowed.
Like, can you jump in and swim around a little bit?
There's probably a lot of... people have done that, and there's I don't know. I've seen the documentaries or the news pieces where someone attempts to do it or does it.
Yeah, but
it.
Even just wading around in like a section of it.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of no swimming signs. Like there's a bunch of where the English Channel begins. There's that you know universal sign of the no sign and a person swimming, and people are breaking that right away when they get in the water. Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's just a big rebellion. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. 773 says, never have I ever been on a jury. I've never been on a jury. I've been called to jury duty many times, but I've never been called to sit on a jury. So that's a good one. 773 says, never have I ever used a time card. You mean like a punch card, like punch a clock kind of thing? Is that what a time card is? Like where you put it in and does a thing? Like in Shape of Water? A lot of time card use in Shape of Water. Yeah. I've used a time card when I worked at Omni. The Dominic's, you had to clock in, right? Don't you feel like have you used a time card? No? Foot Locker didn't have a time card, Pete?
No, it's signed in.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's like the clock in. That's like the machine where you put the thing and it goes, like, pounds yeah. Those little spots. I feel like that might be generational, but I would assume that there's a lot of people, if you didn't work that kind of clock in where they were that specific about when you came in and when you came out, if you never worked in that kind of work. 773 says, never have I ever paid off my student loans. There's probably a lot of people like that. So, and 630 says, never have I ever been west of the Mississippi. Oof.
Get to Dubuque.
Dubuque. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, there's a lot west of the Mississippi. I'm not going to lie to you. That sounds like something you could easily, maybe you're a procrastinator like Al was talking about in the 8 o'clock hour, but there's a lot of even buses that'll get you across the river at this point. So you don't have a lot of excuses to not go past the Mississippi. Just across. Is Davenport on our side or on the other side? It's on our side. No, it's on the other side. Just go there and come back. Quad Cities. You can boom, 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 boom. Hit all of them. Come on back. You're good to go. Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download. 312-981-7200. A lot of great people calling in. Let's keep going. Dan, give us your Never Have I Ever, Dan.
I have never had coffee. I hot nothing.
Are you kidding me? What you don't like it or what's the deal?
I've never tried it.
Is it something that you think? Go ahead.
I make it all the time. I'm an American. I make it all the time just because I love the smell and then just pour it down the sink.
I love it. That's what makes you American. It's like, what?
We're wasteful Americans.
Oh, I get it. Right? I get it. That's amazing. You really do that? You make it and then pour it down the drain?
Yeah, I love the smell of it.
Well, why not the drink? What's wrong with then taking the extra step and actually putting it in your mouth?
It sounds gross.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, Dan, that's a good one. I believe you. All right, hey. Thank you. That's a good one, man. I like Dan. No? Pete, what do you think about that one?
That's all right.
All right, let's go to Catherine. Catherine!
Hi.
Catherine, hi. Give us your never have I ever.
Never ever have I had the mumps or the measles, and I'm 68.
Oof. That's so good, right? Is that good or bad? I always forget with those diseases. Like,
I hope it's good. I hope I don't get them.
Right, like isn't it supposed you're supposed to get them when you're a kid so you don't get them when you're an adult,
you're
that kind of thing?
To. Yeah, and they exposed me to cousins and sisters and brothers. They had them, and I just never got them.
Now I feel like those mumps and measles and all that kind of stuff. I had shingles not too long ago.
Ooh, that's what I'm terrible. Afraid of getting.
But I feel like now it's like over the counter at Walgreens. Like it's not like it used to be, right? You can get that.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
That's Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. Mary Kay. Never have I ever.
Never have I ever got a speeding ticket, a parking ticket, any kind of ticket, Oof. And I 75.
How old are you?
75.
75. All right, do you brag about it to everyone? Like your whole family? Are you like, I'm the good driver of the bunch?
No, I deserved them, but I never got them.
My dad, when we were growing up, my dad was the guy who would just, he prided himself. He never got a ticket, never was like, and he would just always kind of flaunt it whenever he could. And one time he was pulled over in Bull Valley, and he knew he didn't do anything wrong. And the cop came up, and my dad gave him attitude, and it was enough to get the ticket. And that's how he always blames it on the you know, the attitude. He shouldn't have had the attitude, but I blame it on he was going 50 and a 35. But
I took off cross country several times where I've, you know, from Chicago to California. It took me 6 months because I kept saying, ooh, I'm going to look at this and that. About 7 years ago, I took off going out west for 6 weeks.
Never got a ticket.
Never got a ticket. And boy, I'm right with the big boys going fast, but I don't know.
What's your secret? What do you think it is?
Stay by the big trucks if you think there's a speed trap, because that throws them off. And I don't know. I'm not the fastest and I'm not the slowest, because there's other people that go, you know, like 90, and I may hit 75, 80, depending.
Mm. All right. Keep it. I like it. I like it. Stay by the trucks. Keep it between 75 and 80. Sounds good to me. Mary Kay, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, good. I like that one. And let's go with Bruce. Bruce! Never have I ever, Bruce. What do you got?
Yes. Wore blue jeans.
Never have you ever worn blue jeans?
Right.
Why?
I never bought them for myself.
Are you a formal guy? You're always going with, what kind of pants do you usually go with? Like a slack?
No, when I did, when I worked on oil burners, and I wear like a uniform type of material. Is that gabardine or something? I don't know my materials. But,
Are you the kind of guy who never shows a leg? You're not a shorts guy, or you go shorts?
Right. I've never worn shorts either.
Yeah, that's so interesting. That's a generational thing. But I also read this, and you're going to like this. Okay, you're going to like this, Bruce. My wife forwarded me an article from GQ. Tom Ford is one of the big designers.
Mm-hmm.
He said that there should be no man should ever be, at least in the city, no man should ever wear shorts.
I've adopted this.
Yeah.
I have, for the last couple of years, I've never worn shorts.
You're actually a trendsetter.
Oh.
There you go. So there you go. All right, Bruce, thanks for the call. That was good. Blue jeans, that's a lead. I like that. Never have I ever worn blue jeans? That seems to me like a, I don't know. That feels like that would be front runner, right? Never have I had coffee, but the story's a little suspect. You're going to make it and then pour it down the drain just to smell it?
Yeah, why would you buy it?
Yeah. And
why wouldn't
I feel
you just
like,
go buy a cup somewhere?
And wouldn't you put it in, wouldn't you take a sip and be like, oh, I hate this, right?
By the way, with the shorts thing, did you see LeBron James?
Yeah,
rocking the suit short shorts. Suits.
That looked good. I like that a lot. I like that look a lot. And the boots, too. Yeah, but I read this whole thing because when we went to New York last week, I was packing all my Old Navy shorts, you know, my cool shorts. And my wife was like, nah, we're going to New York City. We're walking around Soho. So she sent me a whole thing that Tom Ford was like, don't you dare come into New York City wearing shorts, guys.
Once, because I've adopted this, and now that I don't wear shorts, I'm really uppity about it.
Are you?
When I see people That's in so shorts, weird. I'm like, oh, look at how disgusting that is. How can they walk around in shorts? Be a grown-up.
I'm judging with the type.
Type of shorts, if you got like a...
Because jorts, no thank you.
Yeah.
Especially the long ones.
The homemade kind.
You know, no, those...
You're okay with that?
I'm thinking of the ones that go past the knee.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that just recently, someone wearing those. I didn't wear shorts. I did it. I didn't wear shorts. I just brought all my khakis. So it all worked. My pleated khakis. So...
You just have to wear a light material.
What do you think of that, Tom Ford? I was able to go get all my Dockers at the Kohl's before I went to New York. Warm throughout your whole city. All right, never have I ever here on the download. We'll get part two coming up. I got a ton of people calling in. This is great. They think they must know when I said the front runner is blue jeans. They're like, I can beat that. Let's see if you can. It's a download. Stay with us.
I never, 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 never.
minutes. Download 720 WGN. We're playing Never Have I Ever here on the show. Justin Kaufman with you. 312-981-7200. Good stuff coming up here. Terry, Never Have I Ever. What do you got?
I never chewed gum, Justin. Never chewed gum.
Never chewed gum?
No.
Why?
I remember when I was 5, 6, and I went to the dentist for the first time, and he said, they gave you those little plastic toys, and he said, do you chew gum? And I'm like, no. So he gave me an extra one. And I think that kept me from chewing gum until I was like 9 or 10. And after that point, I don't think I saw the point of putting something in my mouth that I couldn't swallow. It just it seemed like a lot of effort and never appealed to me.
I am with you. I have chewed plenty of gum in my lifetime. But as I get older, I find myself going, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of this.
And I don't know anybody else that hasn't chewed gum.
That's pretty tremendous. That's tremendous. Yeah. And you've automatically jumped to the front of the line here.
Oh, cool.
Every once in a while, we go to this place called Lickety Split up near us in Uptown. It's like an old-timey ice cream parlor. Mm-hmm. And they have, old-time candy and stuff. And I always get like a pack of Big League Chew.
Oh, it's such a bad idea.
And I put it in my mouth and I just chew it and blow bubbles. And I drive my wife crazy. She's like, what are you doing?
I would buy like the baseball when they had the baseball cards and the gum. And I just ended up throwing the gum in the garbage and, telling people I chewed it because I don't want to be embarrassed. That I didn't chew the gum.
I wish we lived next to each other. I get so much free gum. All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
That was a good one, right? Bill, what do you got, Bill? Never have I ever, Bill.
Yeah, I'm 79 years old and never drank in my life.
Mm.
Never tasted it. Wine, beer, or liquor.
Is there a reason why not? Like, is there a reason
Never had a desire to.
That's so
interesting. Even as a teenager, no desire to drink it. All my friends drank it. Never had a desire to drink it.
My dad doesn't drink, and he's pretty cold turkey about it. And, all throughout my life growing up, I kind of head scratched. But when he was younger, when he was, 18, 21, 25, whatever the drinking age was, went back in, turn of the century when he was, that was my joke to my dad, if he ever listens to this. He drank. So it's always interesting to hear people who just never.
Because he used to go to the drive-in theaters back in the 50s, and all the other guys or girls that were with us, they'd drink Coke and vodka because they said you couldn't smell the vodka. I never drank it.
Yeah, well, good for
never
you.
Never had a desire.
I, once again, as I said with Terry and the gum, Bill, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I've never worn shorts either, that other guy you had on. I've never worn shorts in my life.
That's coming full circle. Now all the hipster fashion designers, they're saying that you're not supposed to wear shorts. So you're in the know. There you go, Bill.
Right.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Okay.
There you go. Yeah. Somebody texted in as well saying, wait a second. If you girls get skirts, but if girls get skirts, why can't we have shorts? I've evolved from cargo shorts. I agree. I'm 100% in the thin, short look. Like a nice little color. I've got a nice blue, like a shade, light blue. I got maybe a little light pink. I love it. I feel like that's the look. Now, I'm perplexed and I feel ashamed that I somehow missed the Tom Ford memo that you're not supposed to wear shorts at all. Where's that from? I'm a shorts guy. I was wearing shorts today.
It was just Tom Ford. Is anybody else standing behind him?
I don't know. I feel
standing
I,
with everyone him. In
who
li- this
everyone,
no
everyone who listens to the show, apparently.
I think once you turn 30,
you're done with it.
I think I think you should be. You can wear them to the gym and wear them to the beach and things like that. Right. But if you're out doing things, no shorts.
I'm a boat shoe short, linen shirt opened up, no shirt underneath. Bare chest kind of guy. That's my look.
Any chains? No chains?
I go with a chain. It just depends on feeling. It might be a gold or silver. But yeah.
Is there a medallion in there at all?
There might be a little bit of a medallion. Bob joins us now. Never have I ever. Bob, what do you got?
Good evening. How are you? I have never ever used an ATM, and I've never had a debit card.
Wow. That seems to be somewhat of a generation. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 57. I'm a one credit card and cash guy. That's it.
It's smart.
It's always worked.
I was just recounting this story this weekend where my dad had put the fear of death in credit cards to me. That when I was up to maybe 24 years old, I wanted to rent a car to go to New York, and they wouldn't let me do it because I didn't have a credit card.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, you can't. So I started to realize it was standing my way, but I look at now I have a credit card, but I'm like 43, and I'm like, I actually wish I was still 24 without one. Like, it's nothing but trouble, that thing, you know? But you're absolutely right. It's smart to not have. But the ATM thing, I feel like you just kind of, did you curmudgeon into that? Were you like, I'm not going to that. That someone's going to rob me.
You don't know. I just really never was in a position where like, oh, geez, I need cash right now.
Yeah.
You know, I always carried, you know, a couple hundred.
Are you a cash? You're a cash guy?
Just cash all about guy, cash? One credit card. That's it. Yep.
Are you the kind of guy who's got a money clip?
I actually use an old binder clip.
Yeah,
it's my money clip. So.
You're just throwing cash around, getting out of the valet, the guy to the maitre d, throwing a couple bucks on the maitre d, just cash everywhere. Here comes Bob. Everybody knows Cash Bob.
I just don't buy it if I don't have the cash. I mean, if, you know, I'm careful with my credit card for obvious reasons, but. Yeah, no problem.
Bob, you'd hate downtown Chicago right now because the Argo T in this Tribune building is cashless.
That's what I heard.
Epic Burger, Bill
Luff would say that. Yeah.
The Epic Burger around the corner, cashless. You have to use a credit card or a debit card.
That's insane. Airport or airline, when you're at the airport or on a plane, they won't take cash. You look at it, you go,
it's
what's
crazy.
Happening? What country are we in?
what generation we're in, but all right, thanks. Yeah.
We always had a guy. We had a guy that we grew up with who didn't have a credit card. It was really annoying because, like, whenever you kind of make plans, it's like, oh, he doesn't have a credit card. Somebody's got to pay for him, and then he's got to pay you back with cash. There's always a like, come on.
Yeah.
See, now that just sounds like he's just trying to work the system. Like, oh, I don't have a credit card. You got to pay for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, that could be.
I should ask Bob, but your friend probably does this too. The old school. Remember the old school right before ATMs took over? I remember this being a college kid that if I needed cash, I would ride my bike to the Jewel and I'd buy a pack of gum, Terry, and then I would write a check for $42.87. And they would give you back $40 cash. That's how you did it. That was the OG ATM.
I mean, I do that now.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll go to the Walgreens. I don't write a check. I use my card, but still, I'll just buy a pack of gum.
This was straight up cash. just straight up check. Jewel Osco. Let me see here. 51.13. And then you get $50 back. Classic move. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. We'll come back and we'll read. I got a slew of texts to get to as well. But we're having a great night here. Never Have I Ever here on the Download. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever. 312-981-7200. Keep going, Dave.
Hey.
Give us a Never Have I Ever, buddy.
I've never used Drano or liquid plumber for a clogged sink.
What do you use?
I've just never. In fact, I'm about to do it for the first time in my life in about 10 minutes.
Oh wow! We could do it live.
Never had to do it.
We should do it now. We should do it live. We can send a reporter out.
Well, I think what you have to do is you got to pour it down and wait like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's great radio.
But I, if you want, I could call you back and tell you the results.
Yeah, tell me the results. Did it get the hairball, Dave? Did it get it? We're waiting. Breaking news.
I don't know what's at the bottom of my sink, but, it's just, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I've learned a lot about myself when I talk about how much I don't get freaked out by reaching my hands in there and pulling out hair and stuff like that. When I go in the drawer, and my wife's like, you have to do this. This is so gross. And I do it, and I pull it out, and then I get kind of excited that It's actually the clump is loose, and I get it. Oh, it's a good feeling. It's gross, but it's a good feeling.
It's a good preventive measure that I've never done, and now I'm stuck having to
see? Now you're draining it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dave. That was awesome. Let's go with Laura. Laura, never have I ever. What do you got?
Never have I ever dyed my hair. I don't get the point. I'm 58 years old, and I'm like, I was born with nice, dark black hair. I thought, well, maybe blonde someday, but no, I don't want to ruin my hair. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people dye their hair because they don't want the gray hair, right? I mean, that's one way. But then there's the other who's like, I want to try purple, or I want to try blonde. I want to try something different.
Exactly.
So how you don't deal with when there's gray hair, you're like, you just let it happen?
Well, I'm starting to get gray now, and I'm wondering.
Yeah, see, now it's a different game, right?
Yeah.
It's like me, I always hear the commercials for hair restoration. That's a big thing now with Ryan Sandberg and Brian Urlacher. And they're always like, you don't have to be bald, fellas. If it's happening to you right now, give us a call. I'm like, it already happened. Like, if I go in, they're going to be like, nah, you needed to do this like 25 years ago, bud. So
there you go.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
I don't know about that one. I feel like Laura's going to never have ever. She's like me with snorkeling. You guys just got to jump in and do it, right? 773 says, never have I ever been to IKEA. That's actually surprising. They got Swedish meatballs for like a dollar. Or I think hot dogs or something like that. Let's see. 608 says, men have it so hard to wear or not to wear shorts. 630, I've always been able to say I'm sorry when it was called for. My sister has never said I'm sorry in 56 years. Wow. Doing a never have I ever for your sister. That's new. They're fighting through me in the never have I ever. Now I'm going to text from the sister. Well, this is what I think of the brother. Never have I ever seen The Godfather, 708. We've seen that one. Let's see. Never have I ever done illegal drugs or gotten wasted / drunk. Okay. Never have I... this is a funny one. 815. Never have I ever inserted a USB plug in the right way the first time. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, I'm going to put that one in. Let's keep going here. Never have I ever, was another 815, did a chew gum. Interesting. All right. Never have I ever listened to a full show of Justin's Never Have I Ever segment. Okay, classic. Meta. Ding, ding. I need a meta bell. Whenever we do it, this or the worst or any of the segments that we do that are call-ins, there's always one that will be like, never have I, you know what's the worst? Listening to the worst. Ding, 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 ding.
Never have I ever won a Lou Malnati's pizza from the download.
Get that one too. Never have I ever used the flap on my fly of my underwear to go number one. No, they're a pull down. They're not a flapper. All right. Never have I ever not left a tip. Never have I ever placed a bet. Gosh, they're great. 708. Never have I ever written LOL. Never have I ever been to a bed and breakfast. These are so good, right? Never have I ever flied first class. We're onto something with this. Every time we do it, I'm surprised at the success of this thing. You know what I mean? Like every time, Pete, we always say we get done with the show. We're like, that really went well. There's so many great creative things.
Yeah.
And we're like, eh, we'll do it in a month and a half. It's amazing. Retiring next month after almost 50 years. I'm going to take care of some never have I evers. Never have I seen the Grand Canyon, the Baseball Hall of Fame, Florida, Texas, Boston, Niagara Falls. That's great.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't wait.
Knock those all off the bucket list.
Yeah, you do that all in one, right? Right. Never have I ever driven home from Rockford at this time of night. Someone just put... Oh, that's good stuff. The drain guy is going to really upset Lou Manfredini. This is the drain guy's Dave. Lou's rule is no chemicals in the drain. I don't want to make, no one wants to make Lou mad. That's the last, and then we can't do that. All right, and then Chuck. Chuck, you want to finish this off? What do you got, Chuck?
Never, ever have I worn socks with sandals.
Bless you.
That's a fashion faux pas. Although, I'll bet that Tom Ford's cool with that. It's probably the cool hipster thing to do. You know?
Could be.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for the call. All right, the winner tonight is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Find one of Lou's 40-plus Chicagoland locations at chicago@loumalnati's.com. Thanks to everyone who's playing. Esmeralda, I'm going to narrow it down for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to... There's one, there's two, three. Okay, I got three for you. Ready?
Okay.
We've got Bruce, who says, never have I ever worn blue jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got Terry, who said, never have I ever chewed gum.
Okay.
And then we've got 815, who says, never have I ever put the USB cord in the right way the first time. Those are good. The fourth one, if you want a fourth one, would be Bob and the ATM debit card. But we've had that one before. Bill also did the one that he's never drank before. Okay. But I feel like we get a lot of those over and over. So
I think I'm debating blue jeans and gum.
Yeah.
I'm going to go blue jeans.
There you go. That's what I would have said too. Bruce.
Crazy.
All these years and never wearing blue jeans, and you were in regret mode. I know you were, Bruce. And now look at you now. Because of that weird thing of never wearing a pair of blue jeans, you just got yourself a free pizza. What else? How about that?
I wonder if all he then wears is denim shirts. Not on the bottom, but on the top.
He's flipped it. That's great. All right, a successful Never Have I Ever here on the download. Thanks for playing, everybody. We appreciate the ones that called in and texted in, and I also appreciate the ones we didn't get to tonight. As always, great segment.